Bernie Monk, the most familiar voice for victims of the Pike River mine disaster, has quit a group set up to represent families during the mine re-entry operation. The Families Reference Group acts as the point of contact between the families and authorities, including the police. Members have signed a confidentiality agreement to ensure they can be trusted with sensitive information. But Mr. Monk, an outspoken advocate for many of the families since the disaster, has decided he doesn't want to be muzzled and he's quit the group. He's with us now. Atamarie.
Good morning, Susie.
You don't want to be inside the tent?
No, not really. Listen, I think this has been blown out of all proportion. The thing is that the family group was set up to be the eyes and ears for the recovery of the drift. As far as I'm concerned, that job has been done. And whether other members of that group have got other agendas, I don't want to be part of that. We've all always had a good committee, and I feel as they can take things on now. I want to. If a family member rings me up today and asks me a question, I want to be able to tell them today. And as I am still spokesperson for the Pike River families, I've always said that my door is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I want to keep it that way.
What other agendas do you think people have?
Well, you know, we're all going down the same path. Both the FRG and you know, all the families all want one thing. I think that, to sign into things and to be muzzled in some, whether it's a memorandum or confidentiality or whatever, I just don't want to be part of that. So, you know, I just walked away.
You don't want to be part of the establishment?
Well, you know, I'm prepared to work with them, and the police have already been in contact with me since, and they want to work with me and with other members of the families that are with me on my decision. So, you know, it's business as usual. So, and if the FRG want to get in contact with me on other things that I'm doing, I'm only too pleased to share that with them. But, you know, there are things that I want out in the public, and I just can't see it being done the way the FRG is trying to set it up.
So you don't want things to be kept from the families? You want them to able to know things in real time as it happens?
No. I want them, as I said to you, if they ring me up today, I want to be able to tell them today.
Did you initially sign this agreement? Some people are calling it a partnership agreement. Some people are calling it a confidentiality agreement. Did you originally sign this and then decide actually you didn't want to be in it?
Yeah, that was it. And I went back to the families and a meeting after I'd signed it that particular day. And I went back and I said, look, you've got to trust us on this. And, you know, we will feed you the information when it's better tabled and stuff like that. And some of them were quite upset. They said, Bernie, we're going back to the old days when the national government gagged us, when the Solid Energy wouldn't tell us anything. We're going back to that same thing. And I thought about it overnight, and I thought, well, these families are right. And I shouldn't be doing that. That wasn't my job. That wasn't what I was put there to do. So so I wanted to step away from all that. So that's the reason why I resigned from the FRG.
So Anna Osborne, of course, a name familiar to many people, lost her husband in the mine. She is part of the Families Reference Group. Mm. She signed this agreement, says it's not a gagging order, but you must disagree, I guess, with her.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes, when you're in committees and you're close to the people all the time and you're talking to them all the time, sometimes things, you know, get stretched when you want things done today, they get done in a month's time or a year's time or whatever, and I don't want that to happen. So I think you get too close to some of these parties that we're trying to get them to speak on, and that just gets stretched out. And I just don't want that either. I want to be able to say something to them today, and if they don't act on it today, we'll investigate it ourselves and we'll bring it out ourselves.
All right. So if you're seeing this as a sort of a management tool, if you like, for information flow or for media access, if you're not part of that, though, does that mean you're still going to get the briefings? You're still going to get the information that you want to be able to hear?
Oh, I can't see why not. I mean, the agency's been set up there. There's no reason why I can't just go to the agency and ask for myself. The police have already stated that they'll feed me any information from them, exactly what the FRG are getting. So,
but then you'll be free to tell people in a way that Anna Osborne and Sonia Rockhouse, who have signed this agreement, wouldn't be able to.
Yeah,
so are
well,
you sure you're going to get the information?
Well, shouldn't the families all get told? And that's one of the things that I'm against, that the families aren't getting told for, you know, times later. And I want to be able to tell them today.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. That's Bernie Monk, of course, spokesperson for many of the families of the victims of the Pike River mine disaster, speaking to us there from Greymouth.